This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky Farm Bureau is reminding members and farmers across the state to obtain a sales tax exemption card prior to 2022. Director of National Affairs Kyle Kelly says a sales tax exemption card will be required starting next year, with the application period already underway.
Allow farmers to apply for a sales tax exemption card through the Department of Revenue. As you all know, we've got a lot of sales tax exemptions, and all of those are on the board every year as the budget gets tighter and tighter.
Kelly says the card shows farmers willing to do what is needed to maintain critical exemptions.
This was a way for farmers and agriculture to be proactive, show that we are going to go to the table and make sure that these farmers who need the exemption and are eligible for the exemption can apply through the Department of Revenue and get this sales tax exemption card.
He says the card certifies farmers are playing by the rules.
Now, none of our members were fraudulently purchasing it, but that's always a question in Frankfort, and this is just a way for us to show that we're proactive and going to make sure that only those that are truly eligible and truly need that exemption are the ones receiving the exemption.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky Farm Bureau's Kyle Kelly says as revenue gets tighter in Frankfort, the General Assembly is continuing to review sales tax exemptions.
There's about $13 billion in sales tax exemptions, and we bring in a little under $12 billion in revenue. So there's more exemptions than our revenue, so they're going to be on the table. But by us being proactive, it might open the door for some potential other sales tax exempt things.
He adds the cards will be required to utilize the exemption starting next year.
When you go to your retailer, you can't apply for that card, and starting January 22, they'll ask to see that card. And then, you know, if you don't have the card with you, they can enter it in their system.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.